What's going on, Anchor FM listeners and users? This is Ronan Joe Genji representing Ronan Joe Chronicles, and I am back with another episode, man. This is my first episode of the new year. Just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everyone had a safe and fun new year, and hope everyone had a great holiday last year. 2019 was pretty cool for me. 2020, look forward to more adventures. But let's get started to this very first episode, man. This very first episode of 2020 is a trailer reaction review to the official teaser. Well, not teaser, but official trailer to A Quiet Place Part 2. Paramount was really nice to bless us with a brand new official trailer for the new year. And it started my year off for me perfectly. First of all, I just want to say I was already sold with the teaser trailer from last year. This official trailer solidified everything that I wanted to see. And I want to say first off that it gives me an homage and a mix of Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead remake from 2004 from the opening scene showing the outbreak. And then you also got a mix of Neil Druckmann's The Last of Us from 2013 with the opening prologue. So similar. Everything from the tension in the character building is cranked up to level 100. And I'm sold. Emily Blunt is back front and center. We got two new additional character actors in there. We got Cillian Murphy, who I'm a huge fan of. When I seen him, I was like, yeah, heck yeah. And then we got Digimon Hanzo in here, who I'm also a big fan of. Cast looks great. The children actors, they look fantastic. Same characters back, so the continuity is very strong. The canon is still existing. This looks great. And from the very beginning of the trailer, we get to see day one. And it's pretty frightening because now you're seeing civilization fall apart and just get destroyed. And then you're starting to see how the family was learning how to maneuver and get around town and get around without making noises. They figured out that they had to be quiet. So this is around the time when it was loud noises and it was just paranoia and it was just chaos. So people were basically killing themselves because of their mistakes of not knowing what to do or how to evade a situation. So I think it's really fascinating to show literally the aftermath of that. But I think this is after the fact. I think this is a few hours after the fact of the last movie, which would be really interesting. But if they went back, I wouldn't mind that either. But this was a fire trailer. John Krasinski, what an amazing director for him to come out like that, start off doing smaller films and then just come out with a boom, like in your face horror movie. Not being a horror fan, but coming in from the aspect of being a father and being a husband in real life, and gravitated to the story about what would you do to protect your family, and then created some magic out of that. And then after the fact, after he wraps up production and finally releases the movie, he became a horror fan after that. Like, he had a respect for the genre. It looks like part two, he's really going all in with the suspense and the chaos, still giving us character beats and epic character moments. He's never losing sight of what's more important, because if you don't care about these characters, then what's the point? And I'm still seeing that front and center. John Krasinski understands that character is more important and then suspense is secondary. It still feels like he's keeping that same beat. He's keeping that same momentum. He's keeping that same level of intensity. This is going to be a great movie going experience, just like the first movie was. I will be there day one. I cannot wait to see this, because this gets me really excited, not only for this universe or this franchise that sounds like it could be happening, but this also gets me excited for the future of John Krasinski directing other movies and other projects and other things I would love to see him direct as a genre director. Because the interesting about this is that he's already proven himself with these two big gigantic movies, and I already like him as an actor. Huge fan of him as an actor. I just think that transition from comedy to doing stuff like this is very unique and is very fascinating. I think we're gonna see him on another level in the next few years to come. I think A Quiet Place 1 and 2 is just the beginning of what he's capable of. We haven't seen anything yet. And that's a good thing, because who knows, he might switch it up and do something further outside of the box. But I like that he's experimenting in the horror genre, and he's doing it in a way where it's fresh, it's innovative, it's interesting, it's unique, it doesn't feel cheap, the scares feel earned, you like the characters, you're looking for some type of payoff, which you're gonna get. And he just, his direction is really tight, his camera work is really good. I mean, he knows how to lure you in. And keep in mind, that very first movie had minimum dialogue. It's literally a silent horror film. This one looks like it's going to be full of chaos. And I'm all for it, because I like these type of movies where people have no idea what's going on in the world, and they're just trying to survive. And you're seeing the fall of society right before your eyes. And I've gravitated to those storytelling beats where you're following different characters, and everyone has their own ideologies of what they need to do to survive. When there's no government, there's no laws, there's no rules, it's just survive, kill or be killed. That is the most scariest thing to me in the world. And when I see that played out in films, I get really excited, because now it's like there is no black or white. There's just a fine gray area. What would you do in a situation like that? And I'm talking about people from all backgrounds, like, what would you do? That's some storytelling right there, because now that's nitty gritty. It could go either way, go good or bad. And that's what I love about A Quiet Place, because now that there's other characters involved, the stakes are high now. The playing field has gotten bigger. New characters, new rules. It's not just a family, now it's a family of people. Now you have a band of like outcasts and misfits and just people who are just trying to survive. You know, some are bent on protecting, some are out fending for themselves. Everybody has a different goal, everybody has a different agenda. And I think it's really fascinating, because the horror genre is really the only genre that really explores subject matters and character moments like this. You can talk about politics, you can talk about, you know, war, you can talk about tragedy, trauma, social commentary. The horror genre lends itself to everything being a reflection of reality, but giving you escapism and fantasy at the same time. And I really love that, and I really appreciate that, because the horror genre really doesn't get the credit that it's due, because it's really a genre that tackles everything that goes on, not only in society, but American society, foreign countries. Horror touches on a lot of, you know, itchy trigger finger subjects that, you know, rubs people the wrong way. And I appreciate that, because it takes risk, it's ballsy, it keeps the audience on the edge of their seat, and when the movie's over, you know, they're left entertained, but yet they're still thinking about what they watched, so it leaves it on your mind. That's a good impression. You know, how many movies can you say you're still thinking about after the fact when they're over? You know, you got to really think about that. And I'm grateful and appreciative of movies like this, and for being a horror fan, because I know what I'm getting, and I know what I'm looking for, and I know that they're going to deliver when it comes to character and story, and just, you know, touching on social commentary things. I mean, it looks like A Quiet Place 2 is going to do a lot of that. And it couldn't have came out at a better time. But I think this is going to be a epic fire movie. I cannot wait to watch this. Paramount Pictures, they already got my money. I can't wait to review this for you guys. I can't wait to get in that theater and try my best to be silent so we don't get attacked. I can't wait to see the return of Emily Blunt's character. I'm really excited for the addition of Cillian Murphy and Digimon Hanzo. They struck gold with that, with those two actors. They're phenomenal. And to see them in this is going to be a treat for us fans of A Quiet Place and just fans of the series. I hope they keep this going. I hope they don't run it into the ground, but I hope they warrant continuations, as long as it's deserving of a continuation, not just for the sake of money and cash grab. If it's good and there's a story in there that's worth continuing, then keep going. My biggest fear with this series is that another director coming in trying to pick up where Krasinski left off. And I'm also worried about someone trying to mimic Krasinski's style if he decides not to do any more after this. This is his franchise along with Scott Beck and Brian Woods. I want them to keep the same team behind this, because sometimes we've learned from the past that doing franchises, whether it's a trilogy or a quadrilogy, bringing in different directors sometimes can hurt the momentum of the story beats when you don't continue with the person that started the series. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that John Krasinski stays on board as a director, and I hope we keep Scott Beck and Brian Woods as writers. I mean, they would have to stay because this is their baby. This is their source material. So I'm just saying my worries. If this does good and blows up and decides to continue, my biggest fear is that we won't have the same team for the next one. But I hope that we keep the same team that we have for this movie and the first one. And those are my thoughts and my analysis on A Quiet Place 2 official teaser trailer. I give this trailer an A+. It was everything. It was magic. It was dope. It was fire. It got me hyped. And this is a great way to start off the first day of the new year. So happy 2020 to us horror fans. And I think we got a lot of good, interesting new horror films coming out this year. So, you know, celebrate genre fans, because we're winning right now. I think there's going to be an even more epic year for movies. And I cannot wait for A Quiet Place 2. I'm probably going to watch that trailer multiple times and try to dissect, see if I can catch some things. But right now, I'm sold. I am day one ready. Can't wait for tickets to go on sale. Just 3 months away. Not too far. And this will keep me occupied till the next new year, because the next new year is going to be even more fire than 2020. But yeah, that's all I got. I got to head out to work though, but I would have stayed because there's so much more that I want to say and can't say, because I'm really feeling this trailer. This trailer was tight. But as always, thank you for listening and tuning in to Ronin Joe Chronicles. As always, you can find me on social media at Facebook at Ronin Joe Genji 85, Twitter Ronin Joe Genji 85, Instagram Ronin Joe Genji, also my second Instagram, Ronin Joe Chronicles. And as always, stay tuned for the next one. But for now, it's lights out. Happy New Year, everybody. Stay blessed and stay safe. Peace out.